Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope you can hear me well. During the last session of your working group SC2 in 2021, I had the opportunity to inform you about the creation of an ad hoc committee on legal issues and international cooperation. This ad hoc committee met twice this year. First time in April in Geneva, and the second time in the beginning of October in London. It has an ambitious program of work from 2022 to 2024. As part of this program of work, the Secretariat of OTIF launched a number of questionnaires, in particular those that are related to SC2. It also launched a consultation on interfaces between customs and transport regulations. The aim was to check whether it was necessary to amend the provisions related to customs in the regulations, in particular because of the new customs rules of the European Union. A document summarizing the answers given to the questionnaires by the members of OTIF was submitted to the ad hoc committee in April, and we had the pleasure and the honor to also have the representative of UNECE, Mr. Francesco Donori, at that session. He also told us about the work undertaken on Annex 9 survey, which we discussed this morning. During the April session, the ad hoc committee thought that there were no urgent reasons to adopt uniform rules because of the new customs rules in the European Union, and this for the following reason. The provisions are drafted in a very general format, and they offer enough flexibility. This makes it possible to apply them to a wide range of situations. What the ad hoc committee would also like to avoid is aligning the rules that we currently have, to align them too much with the EU customs regulations. And this for the simple reason that I mentioned earlier. The ad hoc committee also thought that it was up to the sectors to assess the relevance of the provisions relating to customs rules that are implemented. And this without amending the uniform regulations at present. The second consultation that was launched by the Secretariat of OTIF related to digitalization in international transport, in particular goods transport documents. We know that the waybills and electronic waybills issues are very important and relevant at present. We received 21 responses overall. It presented to the ad hoc committee in London in October in 2022. The ad hoc committee also thought that there was no immediate need to change the uniform rules. They contain a provision which is general and very flexible, and which has the functional principle without providing for detailed requirements. So these are the two surveys that are of interest to SC2. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that during its session planned for planned to be held in November 2023. From 7th to 9th November 2023 in Bern, the ad hoc committee will have the honor and pleasure to celebrate the 130th anniversary of the entry into force of the uniform rules that are related to international rail transport of goods and the 95th anniversary of the uniform rules that are related to international rail transport contracts. Invitations will of course be sent on in time to celebrate these two anniversaries. I invite the participants of SC2 either face to face or through the Zoom platform to already note down the dates of these two celebrations. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.